98.9 Jet FM, that is Don Henley and Dirty Laundry at 8:38. It's Montana Mornings with Robin and Pete. 14 for high in the sun today. 2 at the moment in the sun. Prime Minister just finished his daily address, which I'm really enjoying, actually. I think this should continue.
Yeah.
He should have to talk to us every day.
Every day at 8 a.m. It's a date.
Every day. But, you know, very informative. And just quickly, probably the biggest one out of the conversation is the border is definitely shutting down tonight at midnight to non-essential travel. So
it's done.
It's done. Done like dinner. Yes. Okay, we have another special guest.
We do. It's a busy morning here. I want to say a huge thank you to Mitch Moncrief. He's the president of the Comox Valley Food Bank Foundation. Did I get that title right, Mitch?
It's the Food Bank Society, but that's close enough. Yeah,
so close.
We've been talking to a lot of foundations lately. I think that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
So the reason I reached out to you yesterday is because I'd been reading on Facebook, which I'm assuming is misinformation, that the food bank is closing down because you just don't have any resources. What's going on with the food
bank? That is false. The Comox Valley Food Bank is open. We're open to serve people that need food from 9:30 till noon, 5 days a week. We always have a stockpile of food that we can draw on, but the amount of donations that have come in the last week has just been astounding. The restaurants are closing down, Mount Washington, some other businesses have been very generous. We have a lot of produce right now, and people are welcome to come in and within our operating hours and get some food if they need it. Now, we are taking precautions, so the line is a little slower than it normally is. We're distancing from the volunteers to the clients 2 meters. So that means the client does not touch any of the food. The volunteers pick the food and put it in a box or a bag for the client, and they pick it up at the end of the table. We only allow 3 clients in the building at one time, so we can control it. Everything is a little slower paced, but everybody is getting served. We served our last clients yesterday at about 12:15, and it went very smoothly. There's no issues. The main thing is I would like to thank our volunteers and our donors and staff. We've had a great outpouring of financial support. People are dropping food off. We're probably going to have a table out in the parking lot of the food bank, which is at 1491 McPhee Avenue. We'll have a table so people can drop the food products off there, and then we'll go out and pick them up. So we won't have to actually, make contact with people. They won't have to come in the building, but we would still appreciate any donations, say up till 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That would be happening today.
Is there anything that you guys are looking for, you're really in need of right now, as far as things for the food bank?
We have a lot of produce, and because it's Friday, we aren't open on the weekend, so we don't need produce. Fruit and vegetables that last a couple weeks that's great. All of the staples. Now we purchase, so long as the stores are open, we will be open, because we do purchase from all of the retailers. Potatoes, carrots, onions, apples, oranges, bananas. So all of those staples we can provide fresh from the stores with the cash that's given to us. And our drivers go out and pick up daily donations from the stores as well. So whatever people, we turn over all of our food constantly. Within a couple months, all of our food is turned over. So anything people want to bring in will get handed out. And, that's just the nature of the thing. We don't have a huge stockpile, but we have a part of the duties of our managers is to make sure that we have everything in when it's needed. So For other giving, on our Facebook page, there's a Canada Helps link, and, you know, people are more than welcome to use that. We really appreciate that. We've been having about 2,000, over 2,000 visits a month all this year, and we're anticipating if the closures that have happened, if those are still in effect in 2 weeks, we're anticipating quite a large bump in the number of visits, because the food that people have in their houses, you know, will start running out, and if they've lost their job or anything like that, we are a viable option, and we can help to sustain low-income people. That's what we do. And so we will be open, and so long as the product chain is you know, unbroken, and the borders is open to you know, truckers to bring food into Canada and all that, we'll be good. And, you know, we may have to revise the way we serve people. We may have to go to a hamper system where we just put everything in the bag and hand it out the door or something. We don't know. We can't. Things are changing every day. But we will be open, and we will have food.
That is great news. Mitch, thank you so much for this. And just a reminder that people can still drop off donations and or cash.
Absolutely.
All right. Listen, take care of yourself and your family and your coworkers. And when you need us, just reach out.
Yeah. I just want to thank all the donors, volunteers, and staff. You know, we can't do this. This is strictly run on the help of the community. So thank you, Comox Valley.
That's awesome. That's Mitch. Thank you very much, Mitch. Have a great day.
Great. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There you go.